say that. You heard that?
I've heard that. The word idea and the word shucks that you use, I've heard mostly among white individuals saying that. Shucks, the idea, my goodness.
And when you meet somebody, what do you say in the way of greeting, specifically asking about their health?
How you doing?
Okay. What about to somebody you've never seen before, what would you say in the way of greeting?
Again, hello. How are you today? Nice meeting you.
All right, if somebody is leaving you after a visit and you want them to come back, you might say, well, I hope you'll...
I hope you come and visit again.
Okay.
I hope you come back.
What do you say to somebody in the way of greeting them around December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Is there anything, perhaps on Christmas Day, you might say to somebody the first time you meet them in the morning? Specifically during Christmas?
I've heard a term that that's individuals use. I guess people, late 40s or 50s or 60s, saying Christmas gift.
Christmas.
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody in the way of greeting them around the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Now, you mentioned Christmas gift. Have you ever heard something similar to that used around New Year's?
I can't recall.
All right, if somebody has done a favor for you, you might say, well, I'm much to you.
I mean, your debt, I'm much,
would you ever say, I'm much obliged?
No.
You've heard that?
I've heard that.
Okay. What about if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, you might say, well, I'll have time, but I'm not sure.
I might have time, but okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you ever say, I think, or I guess, or I suppose?
I think I might have. No, I use my problem. I might have time,
Okay. And your wife might have to go downtown in the morning to do some in the store.
Shopping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after she bought something, the storekeeper would take a piece of paper and...
Unwrap.
Okay, and after she got home with it, she'd have to...
Unwrap the bag.
Okay. If a store is selling things at less than they paid for them, you'd say the store is selling at a...
If the store is selling at a price less than they paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess true enough it's a bargain, but that's the only thing I can think
of. Would you ever say they're selling at a loss?
Yes.
Okay. Or below cost?
Or below cost.
Okay. You might see something that you like in the store window, maybe a new coat or something like that. I sure do like that, but it too much.
It costs too much.
Okay. You might say that when it's time to pay the bill, you say
the bill is due.
Okay, yeah. A person who belongs to the club, to a club, has to pay his
dues.
Okay. Have you ever heard that expression in any other sense?
What is that?
You have to pay your dues. Maybe a musician or a writer or something like that.
The only thing I can possibly think of, with respect to that, is that